bunch of storage units.
Correct. It would not, the primary site would not be geared toward, no, that's not, full storage or self storage would not be the would not be our goal. Now again, I know we change things, but I swear that's the current intention. That's what we think the highest and best use of the property is currently. And that's what there's a need for, we think, in the area.
Well, as you're aware, this is purely a recommendation to the county commission. My comments are, one, to the gentleman is he bought the property knowing that there is an easement there, so having to deal with what, you know, the parcel of property that was to the south of their home, that easement was there, and that property owner has a right to do something to the property. But at the same point, you know, the county commissioners, it would seem like, would be weighing the concerns of the homeowner to the north. So if there would be any way to communicate and come to some type of resolution, or at least the proposed buffer plan or how that would work, would be seem advantageous to you by the 29th of August. But that's just sure. My personal opinion on that.
Sure.
Do we have any other comments or feedback, or do we have enough information to make a motion to approve or deny a recommendation to the?
I have another question. So did you say you are one of the developers?
Yes, that we would be the ultimate developer of the property.
So
we don't own the property currently, but I'm here on his behalf.
And so my question is his request to possibly buy that easement or work out something there, is that, I'm just same as you, I'm just asking that question. Is that something that as you move forward that would be possible?
It's possible, yes. I would have to figure out the extent of the easement, how far down it goes, and how it would affect our site plan, if that makes sense. Obviously, I can't build. Keep in mind, I can't build on the easement anyway. If it's an ingress and egress easement, I can't put anything on it. So, I would just need to know how it intersects the property. But I told him today, and tell you that yes, that is a possibility. I just didn't know enough in the phone call to say yes for certain.
I understand.
But I did tell him I'd get back with him, and I will.
Any other questions for the applicant? Enough information to make a motion for or against? And again, I'll have to read the motion once we get either approval or denial in a second.
Looking at this directly, the other parcel that is not a subject of discussion today has been separated from this one, the one that's to the north and the west. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if that easement got sold and went away, that's landlocked.
No, it's not.
Hmm?
No, it's not. You get to it off of Corporate Place.
Come around the other building.
It's next to Burl.
Private. Well, that would be up. That'd be up to them to figure it out legally how to.
Well, my only concern is, you know, there's talk, and I asked if there's a way to make that easement go away. If the easement goes away and Corporate Place got a private road, then unless these gentlemen want to make another access into that property, that generates a problem.
How do they get to that property now?
That easement. Well, he talks to this other piece.
No, he says they don't. How they they're coming around the office building?
Well, we don't know the answer without the documents, so we'd be guessing. You know what? But you couldn't give away the right to that property
for his access. They own the dirt, so these used to be one parcel, so the access was just through as just one parcel. Their access was Bee Creek and Church Road.
Permission to comment?
No, sir.
But they've created a real estate transaction issue where they can use Corporate Place, or if this easement, I assume, is only written for his use, they wouldn't need an easement. They'd have to write a new easement for this parcel.
Correct.
Yeah.
If it's over.
Clinton has, the water district, it deeded, when the water district got this parcel, they also left that part of it in it. Whether it's intentional or unintentional, I don't know, but they formed a new parcel ID for this.
Didn't you say the easement only went to the end of this property anyway? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you say it owns that parcel?
The water district number 3.
Oh, that's your building there right next to
Jason? No, this is just another office. Commercial investments. It's just a number of different offices.
Let's get back to the parcel in question. Yep. To see if, do we have enough information to make a motion for or against? Again, purely just a recommendation.
I'd make a motion for.
We've got a motion to approve. Do we have a second to that? George will second that. Let me read the motion. The motion to recommend approval of application 2022-022 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by William Wilson for the parcels located at 333 Corporate Place, Branson, to be rezoned from R2 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of approval, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed?
6-0.
So 29th. August 29th.
Yeah,
yes.
August 29th.
And same for August 29th.
Thank you.
Is the meeting. Scott, do we have any old or new business?
We do have. There's a lady that's been coming to some meetings trying to get a hold of, and she'd like to address the Planning Commission under new and old business. Ms. Julie Beck, she's back there if you want to let her come up under new and old business.
Okay. To do what?
She'll explain.
Okay.
Yeah. And we won't take a vote. We just take a straw poll for what she's asking.
Okay.
So I wasn't expecting to come up here, but Scott said to come on up. So back in May,
your name, ma'am?
My name is Julie Beck, and I represent the Acacia Landing Residence, which is off of Clevenger Cove Road, just south of Rocky Shores Lodge, the new development that's going in by Emerald Point. And we just have been asking some questions since we found out about this development. And I just wanted to get answers. I had submitted questions in May and a request to come before the board. And I'm just wondering if you're willing to let me come before the board with my questions.
And it's in reference to something that was already approved as
right.
Nightly rental?
It's the process that we are questioning.
Okay.
And then now that the development has started, now we have questions about the enforcement of, like, the buffering and the roads and those questions.
Okay. So this is a request at the next meeting, right, Scott, is what? That we
right,
would put it on the agenda? Is
yeah,
that?
I had requested back in May to come before the board, and I've never been put on the agenda.
Any comment? Or feedback?
I'm not sure.
Well, to hopefully shorten up part of your concern, if you would call Road and Bridge, I would be more than happy to meet with people on the roads. I took numerous calls already, and
I've already offered that. Had you out a couple times because the trucks have already destroyed the road.
I offered to meet with all the property owners about their concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Call the Road and Bridge office tomorrow, and we can arrange that.
Okay.
But
well, I mean,
the other part, yeah.
I've already had the. Scott was at my house. The county commissioner, Brandon Williams, was at my house. The county attorney was at my house. But we just have questions on the actual process of the rezoning. Those are the questions we would like to have answered. And it has to do with the audio tape from the March 8th of last year's planning and zoning meeting. And the way that the request was made, and the difference between a public meeting and a public hearing. That's my question. We're not going to. I don't know how to say this. We're not. We just want some questions answered, so that we can help others that are in our situation prevent what's happened to us.
Do you understand your request, but it seems like you've talked to the appropriate parties that would.
But I still don't have answers.
Well, if the county attorney can't give you answers, it seems like it would be hard for us to be specific to give you answers.
Would you want to possibly look at the October meeting and between now and the October one, get with the county attorney and go through this? I mean, that would, at least she'd have a kind of a timeline. She's just been hanging out there since May, and here we are at August. I mean, you could just say you could give her an answer in September and then meet with the attorney.
Beforehand?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that way you'd know.
But you're dissatisfied with what the staff has given you for an answer.
I can't get answers. The rezoning was done during your transition period. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had the township meetings. But, like, the request was made at the Branson Township meeting, not the Oliver Township meeting. And then during your audio discussion on March 8th, you guys didn't sound like you were for it. And I was just we want to know what changed. And then was it presented with the entrance being through Emerald Point, and now it's through Clevenger Cove? Was that taken into consideration? Was it misrepresented? Those are just the questions we have. And because it was done during that process, none of the neighbors within 600 feet were ever notified. It was not written in the paper, and notification wasn't given in the paper. Those are the questions we have. Now we have new questions, because it says that in the guidelines that the planning and zoning determines the buffer. We want to know what that buffer is going to be and what's going to happen with the road, because our road cannot handle all that traffic. We're already having issues with the truck traffic with construction. And then we just have, you know, there's just questions. And I just like the people that were here tonight, they're dealing with the same thing. We just want to know what we can do as the public to protect ourselves and how you all make your decisions. But I submitted a full list of questions.
That include the new questions that you have?
No, the new questions have just come up with the process as it goes on. So.
Well, we didn't make any kind of decisions at the public meetings that we had in the different townships.
Right.
We just took input and
right.
gave information to those attending what our final
right.
map was going to be.
Right.
If they had any help in determining those different zoning mm-hmm. Then that's when they should have brought it to our attention, what they considered it should be zoned as.
Right. But one of our questions was the actual request for this rezoning wasn't done at the Oliver Township meeting. So were we expected to go to all 9 township meetings? Do you understand what I'm saying?
We didn't make any decisions
right.
at those township meetings.
Right, I know. It was done in closed session. Right. Right. But now that it's, I mean, when we first found out about it, we had already missed the 3-month deadline to protest it. So we knew all that. But we were just trying to get information onto what's going to go on now. And we just want to make sure it was presented correctly with the entrance, because now we're the ones dealing with it. We want to make sure the buffer is going to be substantial enough. We want to make sure that something's going to happen with our roads, because we're all, I don't know if you're familiar with where we live.
It is to a certain point.
Yeah. Were any of these, was the buffering spelled out in the decision of record?
No. It's just according to the guidelines for planning and zoning, it's planning and zoning will determine the buffer.
That's for conditional use permits.
Well, yeah. And things.